今天是复活节，我们就来去思想主耶稣的复活。
Today is Resurrection Sunday, so let us come together and think about the Lord's resurrection.
让我们打开哥林多前书第十五章，我们要从第一节读到第二十节。
Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we shall read from verses 1 to 20.
找着了，请大家让我听我念。
And please listen as I read.
哥林多前书第十五章第一节说，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你的福音告诉你们，这福音你们也是领受了，也靠着站立得住。并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我们所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受与传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三日复活了，并且先给基法看，也先给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒们看，末了又显给我看，我如同末未到产期而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前是逼迫神的教会，然而我今日成了何等的人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是突然的，我比众使徒格外的劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。不拘是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信，既传基督从死里复活了，怎么你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若死人没有死人复活，基督也就没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。并且明显我们是为神枉做见证，因我们的见证是叫基督复活了。若死人真的是不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活。基督如果没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍然在罪。就是基督睡了的人也是灭亡了。我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜了。基督已经从死里复活，成为了睡了之人出熟的果子。
1 Corinthians 15 verse 1. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
今天我们要用这段圣经跟大家一起思想主耶稣的复活。我的大纲是复活的重要、复活的证据跟我们对复活的回应。
And today we're going to use this passage to ponder upon Christ's resurrection. So today's message, the outline is the importance of the resurrection, the evidences of resurrection, and the response to the resurrection.
今天是复活节，所以我们在思想主耶稣的复活。你对耶稣的复活有没有把握？
Today is Resurrection Sunday, so as we think about the resurrection of Jesus Christ,Are you confident that Christ is resurrected?
前不久有一个这个几年前有一个这个电台有一个节目讲到耶稣的坟墓。
And a few years ago, there was a TV program whose title is The Grave of Jesus.
因为有人声称他们找到了耶稣的坟墓，意思说耶稣已经死了，而且埋葬了，而且找到他的棺材。
Because someone claimed that they have found Jesus' grave. In other words, Jesus has died, he was buried, and they have found his coffin.
结果这个节目吸引了400多万观众在观看。
And this program actually attracted 4 million views.
而且呢，那个 Titanic 的那个导演呢，说要把这个拍成电影。这个就是把让多人看见这件事情。
And the director of the movie Titanic even said he wants to make this into a movie for more to view.
结果呢，很多信徒开始信心就动摇了。
And in the end, a lot of believers' faith started to waver.
所以我们要问一个问题，就是这个主耶稣的复活重要吗？
So we want to ask the question: Is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus important?
你有没有把握？
Are you confident?
你真的相信耶稣复活吗？
Do you truly believe that Jesus is resurrected?
耶稣复活对我们整个信仰，我们基督教，我们教会重要吗？
And the resurrection of Jesus, is it important to our faith and to the church?
其实呢，整个基督教，整个教会，整个信仰呢，都建立在耶稣复活这件事情上。
Actually, the entire Christian faith and the church is established upon the fact that Jesus is resurrected.
而且历史里面呢，有很多人要攻击，要证明耶稣没有复活。
And in history, many people try to attack this fact and they try to prove that Jesus is not resurrected.
而且很多科学家，很多不信的人都要想千金万法，就是要证明耶稣没有复活。
And many scientists and unbelievers go through many things in order to try and prove that Jesus is not resurrected.
所以耶稣复活是不是真的这么重要呢？
So is the resurrection of Jesus in fact that important?
其实你刚才我们读这段经文，保罗本身就告诉我们，这个是非常重要的。
And in the passage that we just read, Paul himself tells us that this is crucial.
因为哥林多前书十五章十四节他说，如果基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，亦是没有用。
Because 1 Corinthians 15:14, Paul writes that if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith also is vain. In other words, it is useless.
那么在十五节他也是这么讲，他说。明显的，我们是为神枉做见证，意思说，如果主耶稣没有复活，我们的见证是假的，是骗人的。
And verse 15, moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God. In other words, if Jesus is not actually resurrected, then we are lying.
不但是这样呢，我们也没有盼望了。如果基督如果不复活，基督也就是没有复活，根本就是假的。
And if the dead are not raised, and Jesus therefore would not have been raised, then we have no hope.
如果基督没有复活，我们便是枉然的信，而且呢，我们仍然在最终第十七节。
And verse 17, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins.
所以我们也就灭亡了。所以在第十八节他说，如果基督没有复活，睡了的人，就是说在我们之前离开世界的人，也是灭亡了。
Then we are perishing because verse 18, those who have fallen asleep, in other words, those who have died in Christ, have perished.
所以那么在十五章第十九节那边讲到说，如果我们只靠，虽然说哎呀没有关系，耶稣没有复活，不过我们只是在今生有盼望，就是在我们的盼望只是在今生。保罗说，如果你的敬望今生只是现在今世，而不是永生，而是将来的生命，你比众人更可怜。
Some people say it's okay that Christ is not resurrected. At least we still have hope in this life. But Paul says in verse 19, if you have hope in this, in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied.
所以你会发现，耶稣基督的这个复活对我们是非常的重要。
So you realize that Jesus' resurrection is crucial to us.
所以那些人想要攻击基督教，最要重要的呢，就是这攻击耶稣没有复活这件事情。
So those who wants to attack the Christian faith, they will go to the root and they try to attack the resurrection.
所以在历史里面，我们看到这件事情不断的人在寻找证据，要证明耶稣没有复活。
And in history, we find many people trying all means in order to prove that Jesus is not resurrected.
所以我们来看耶稣复活有没有证据呢？
So I want to look at the evidences of the resurrection.
当然有耶稣复活的其中一个证据就是耶稣的这个坟墓是空的。
And of course, one of the evidence is the empty tomb.
所以为什么耶稣的坟墓是空的呢？因为他有些人说耶稣根本没有死。
And why was there an empty tomb? Some people reasoned that Jesus was not dead at all.
那么有些人说耶稣死了，不过他自己起来把石头推开。
Some people say yes, he actually was in the tomb, but he got up and he moved the stone away himself.
那么有些人说，其实不是，他耶稣的确是死了，不过呢，他们有人把这个耶稣的尸体偷走，特别是他的信徒认为耶稣曾经说过复活，把他偷走了所以找你现在剩下来的就是一个空的坟墓。
And yet others said that the body was stolen, especially his disciples would be the main culprit since they heard him say that he will be resurrected. Therefore, they must have stolen the body in order to perpetuate his life.
那我们看看是不是有这个可能性呢？
And let us look at all this and see whether they are possible.
其实在历史里面有很多这些专家，其中有一本书叫做一本写不出来的书，就曾经是一个律师，他也是一个这个记者，他去研究耶稣，那么他花了很多时间，差不多花了十几二十年研究出来。他说这本是一本写不出来的书，因为他本来要证明耶稣没有复活，结果他证明了耶稣的确是复活的。
And many experts tried to do this, and there's a lawyer, and also a journalist at the same time, who actually wrote this book called A Book That Cannot Be Written. And in this book,He relates the account of how he spent 20 years trying to prove that Jesus is not resurrected, but after examining all the evidence, he realized that Jesus is indeed resurrected.
所以在历史里面，你常常不断的有很多人，其实近年来也有一些专家，一些这个记者呢，专门研究，也是有这个结果。
And in recent years, there are also many experts.And journalists who tried to do the same thing but came to the same conclusion.
那么耶稣的确是被挂在十字架上，然后他真的没有死吗？
And Jesus was indeed crucified on the cross, but could he not have died?
但是如果我们仔细看圣经的话呢，我们发现耶稣不但挂在十字架上，他的确是死了，而且是谁判断他死呢？
If we read our Bibles carefully, we'll realize that after Jesus was crucified, he was in fact dead, and who actually pronounced him dead?
其实就是罗马的军人。
It was a Roman soldier.
你记得吗？他死了，有人来看到，他说他死了，因为一般要死的话，他们要打断他的脚，使到他不能够踢他的脚，所以他不能够呼吸，他才会窒息而死。但是这个军人一看，他说耶稣死了，然后再证明一下，他把一支枪刺进他的这个肋骨里面，有水跟血流出来，水跟血已经分开来，所以他已经死了。
And they, in order to for the to accelerate the death of those who have been crucified.The Roman soldiers would break the legs of those who have been crucified so that they cannot push themselves to breathe and they will die of suffocation. But when they came to Jesus, they realized that he was dead and so they did not break his legs. And in order to prove that he was indeed dead, they took a spear and pierced his side and out flowed water and blood. This is a proof of death because the water has separated from the blood.
在八十年代有一个加拿大有一个医药杂志呢，就是专门研究耶稣到底有没有死，而且是都是医生研究出来一份报告，如果你上网去查就可以查到，他们在研究的时候，他们也证明耶稣的确是死了。当时候他解释当时候一个人挂在十字架上怎么死的时候为什么有血跟水流出来。
And in the 80s, there was a medical journal where a group of doctors actually came together to try and examine what happened during the crucifixion. And they also came to the conclusion that Jesus was in fact dead because they actually studied the evidence of how a person was died during the crucifixion and why the water was separate from the blood.
所以如果你上网查一查你就知道那个答案。
And you can actually go online to search for this proof.
这样有没有可能耶稣只是晕过去他起来然后推开那个石头自己走出来自己跑掉呢？
So is it possible that Jesus was only passed out but he was not dead, but after they put him in the tomb, he got up and he moved the stone away?
其实在第四世纪的时候有一些文献找出来的时候发现呢，一般上那个犹太人的坟墓是一个山洞，那么在山洞前面呢，他们推一个大石头，这个大石头是要挡住那个山洞，不要让这个动物进去把这个尸体来吃掉那个尸体。
In the 4th century, there were inscriptions that were discovered, and they realized that the Jews before they actually put the body in a tomb. It's actually a cave, and then they will roll a big stone in front of this cave in order to block the entrance so that wild beasts would not enter the cave and eat up the body.
那么在第四世纪的时候呢，他们找到这些文献发现呢，这种石头一般上都要20个人才能推得动，何况耶稣已经是第一个人要一个人没有办法推动这个石头，而且呢，耶稣已经受过他们的折磨，被他们鞭打，而且经过了这么大的这个苦难之后呢，他根本不可能一个人推开20人的这石头。
So in the 4th century, they found inscriptions that showed that such stones are so huge that it requires 20 men in order to move it. So if you think about Jesus, firstly, he was just one man, and secondly,He was tortured, he was whipped by the soldiers, and after the crucifixion, with all this physical sufferings, even if he could have gotten up on his own, he could not have the strength to do what 20 men does.
所以耶稣有没有死呢？这个罗马军队是当时候最强的军队，也是最专业的军队，他们一定要判断耶稣有没有死，他们一枪刺下去，他们这个是专家看了之后，耶稣的确是死的。
And was Jesus dead? This is pronounced by the Roman soldier. And the Roman soldiers were professional killers in the battlefield. They know how to tell whether a person is dead or not. And when the Roman soldier pierced the spear in the side of Jesus, they were trying to show or to prove whether he's dead, and they pronounced him dead.
那么有没有可能耶稣起来之后推开那个石头？不大可能，因为那个石头需要20个人才推得动。
So, is it possible that Jesus got up and moved the stone? No, because that stone required 20 men to push.
这有没有可能不是耶稣推开，是别人他的门徒偷偷把他的石头拿开，然后偷他的石头呢？偷他的尸体呢？
How about the proposal that maybe the disciples came and stole Jesus' body?
那个当然是不可能的，为什么呢？当时候呢，那个法利赛人知道耶稣曾经说他会复活，所以要求比拉多差一军队来，罗马的军队来看守耶稣的坟墓。你知道他们看守是罗马的军队，是当时候最强的军队。他们不但是这样，在马太福音那边讲到说，看守的兵呢，而且给他们一个封了那个石头 seal， 他把那个石头封起来是这个罗马军队的这个封印，没有罗马的政府的同意呢，你拆开那个印呢，你是会有这个死刑的。
And the proposal that the body was stolen is impossible because the Pharisees remembered that Jesus said that he will be resurrected on the third day. And in order to prevent the disciples from stealing the body, the Pharisees had requested Pilate to send a guard of Roman soldiers to guard the tomb. And the Roman soldiers then were the fiercest army, so they would have guarded the tomb well. Secondly, they even sealed the tomb with a seal. This is an official Roman seal, which if without the governor's approval, anybody who breaks the seal will be punishable by death.
所以这些人有没有可能去偷呢? 就算他们想要偷, 那个罗马军队也不会给他们偷, 因为他们本身要面对那个死亡的结局。
And could then the disciples have risked this thing and go to steal the body? No, because the Roman soldiers would have guarded the tomb with their lives, because their lives depended on this as well. If they had failed in their duty, the soldiers would have been punishable by death.
所以既不可能耶稣自己推开石头，或者被人偷掉，最可能的是耶稣自己复活。
And so it is not possible that Jesus actually did not die and got up and rolled the stone away. It is not possible that he died and the disciples stole his body. The only possibility is Jesus is indeed resurrected.
为什么这么说呢? 因为主耶稣显现给众人看。
Why do we say this? That's because Jesus appeared to the people.
如果耶稣复活之后他能够彰显出来让众人看，众人就没有话可说了。
Because if he is resurrected and appeared to the people, then they will be speechless.
所以在圣经里面你看他讲到他彰显给彼得看，给雅各看，给十二个使徒看，后来又给五百多个人看，这五百多个人里面有两百多个人还活着当保罗写这封信的时候呢，而且呢最后他还写给保罗看。
And he appeared to Peter, he appeared to James, he appeared to the 12 apostles. And also to 500 believers according to 1 Corinthians. And out of this 500, more than 200 were still alive when Paul wrote the letter. And of course, Jesus also appeared to Paul.
所以你看到这个，请大家看我们的圣经，刚才我们读的这段圣经，你看第四节，第五节他说，后来呢，并且第三天复活之后呢，他写给基法看，然后写给十二个使徒看，后来一时写给五百多。 一百五百多个弟兄看，其中一大半，如今就是保罗写信的时候还在的，这个就是一个很重要的证据，却有已经睡了的呢。第七节说，以后显给雅各看，然后再写给众使徒看，末后又显给我看，我就是保罗，而且我如同未到产期而生的人一般。他说，我原本是使徒中最小的。 最不配称为使徒的，因为我从前是逼迫神教会的。
And look at the passage, 1 Corinthians 15:4, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
所以这边呢，给我们看到最明显、最有力复活耶稣复活的证据。
And this passage shows us the most obvious proof and the most reliable proof that Jesus is resurrected.
为什么这个最重要呢？
Why is this the most important?
因为这些证人里面呢，你发现呢，他们是最不可能成为证人的。Because
in all these witnesses, you realize that they are the most unlikely witness.
为什么彼得？彼得是谁啊？ 彼得是耶稣的门徒，但是他三次不认主。And
firstly, Peter. Who's Peter? Peter was the disciple of Jesus, but he denied Christ three times.
主耶稣被抓起来的时候呢？ 他们彼得有三次，你记得吗？他说鸡叫之前三次，三次问你是不是耶稣的门徒，他三次说不是，三次这个违背背叛他的主。And
you remember that Jesus predicted before the rooster crows, Peter would deny him three times, and indeed Peter was asked whether he knew Jesus, and he denied Jesus three times. Then the rooster crowed.
为什么一个这样怕死的人？ 在起初一直抵挡说不可能，我不是他，我不认识他。 到最后却出来说他的确是复活的呢？为什么有这样大的转变？而且当他出来说耶稣复活的时候呢，他可能会面对砍头的这个，或者面对耶稣同样的命运，他为什么有这种转变呢？
Why is it that a person who was so fearful of death in the beginning that he denied his Lord, in the end there's such a great change to claim that the Lord is resurrected? Because to claim that Jesus is resurrected, Peter was actually risking death.
为什么他愿意牺牲自己的生命，为了要证明一个谎言，说耶稣没有复活，其实我要受他复活，而是说顺便一起死？这个是极大极不可能的事情。
It is extremely impossible for a man who, like Peter, who was fearful of death, to now want to perpetuate a lie that Jesus is resurrected and risk dying himself. It is not possible.
一个人有这样的大的转变，既可能他看见耶稣，为什么我们都说不可能？这个他有这么大的转变，可见他真的是看到耶稣。
And we say it is impossible, but we see that there's such a big change in Peter, and the only explanation is that he had in fact saw Jesus alive.
不但是彼得看到耶稣复活，而且他的兄弟雅各，雅各是指他的兄弟，其实耶稣的兄弟根本不相信耶稣的。
Not only Peter, but also James. James was the brother of Jesus.And the brother of Jesus, James, actually did not believe Jesus in the first place.
就好像你的兄弟当中有一个人说，哎，我是神，我是弥赛亚。你说我都知道，我看过你，你在跟我一起生活，怎么可能是弥赛亚呢？
And just like if your brother were to claim that he is the Messiah, and you who have spent your almost entire life with your brother would say, I know you, I saw you grow up, I know you cannot be the Messiah.
这种sibling rivalry， 这个兄弟之间的争吵呢、争执呢，常常出现。他说：“我根本就认识你，你不可能是。”
And we can actually from all this sibling rivalry, we know that siblings will always know the other sibling very well, and so they will definitely say, "No, it is not possible."
在约翰七章三节那边提到，耶稣要上耶路撒冷，他的弟弟说，门说，哎，你为什么不上去？他们讲这些话，圣经里面告诉我们第五节说，因为他们不相信他。
And in the Gospel of John, before Jesus went up to Jerusalem, his brothers actually said to him, "Leave here, go to Judea." And that's because in verse 5, the Bible tells us not even his brothers believed in him.
所以你看到兄弟不信他，但是后来为什么会转变态度又相信他呢？
So we see that his brothers did not believe him, but why is it? Why was there a change in the end? And even his brother James believed.
不但相信他，而且出来侍奉，成为教会的支柱。
And not just believe, but also came out to serve and became one of the pillars of the church.
不但是彼得，不但是雅各，而且还有十二个使徒，主耶稣也显现给他们看。
Not just Peter and James, but the 12 apostles, Jesus also appeared to them.
但是你知道主耶稣被钉的时候，这个十二个门徒去了哪里？
But do you know when Jesus was crucified, where were these disciples?
圣经里面告诉我们，这个十二个门徒呢，都离开他逃跑了。
The Bible tells us that these 12 apostles all left him and fled.
可不可以想象，你的好朋友在你有最苦难、最碰到最大困难的时候离开你逃跑了，并且还说我不认识他，我不认识他。
Can you imagine your best friend actually at the time when you need them most, they actually left you, fled, and said they do not know you?
所以这些呢，给我们看到这些十二个门徒这样懦弱，这样害怕，这样的逃跑，为什么又在几天之内又跑回来说耶稣复活了？你要杀我就杀吧，我不能够拒绝耶稣复活的事实。
So how is it that these cowardly disciples who were fearful of death and fled just a few days ago now suddenly all come together a few days later and say Jesus is resurrected, you can kill me all you want?
但是，所以我们看到，不但是彼得、雅各十二个使徒，还有呢五百个信徒。你说，哎呀，这十二个使徒可能他们爱耶稣，所以他们精神错乱。但是耶稣同时出现给五百多个人看，而且保罗在写说，我写的时候这边有超过一半还在，你去做证明，你现在做一些去访问他们这250个人，到底他们有没有看见？他们都看见。为什么呢？你要知道，当时候你要出来证明耶稣是复活，你可能要生命的有危险的，但是这些人都愿意。
And Peter, James, 12 apostles, some might say, oh, that's because they are the disciples of Jesus. So they loved him so much that they had hallucinations after Jesus died. But Paul writes that there are 500 over believers that Jesus appeared to. And in this passage, he tells us that most of these people who saw Jesus alive, they were still alive. And all you need to do at that time was to go and ask them. And for anybody to testify that Jesus was resurrected would risk death. But yet, these people were willing.
So, you can see, Peter, Jacob, 12 apostles,
so you can see, Peter and James, the 12 apostles, and more than 200 who are still alive, who saw Jesus, this cannot be false. And lastly, there is this very important person, Paul.
保罗是谁呢?
Who is Paul?
圣经里面告诉我们, 保罗呢是在当时候呢是逼迫教会, 圣经在使徒行传第五章第一节上他是残害教会的, 只要你说你相信耶稣, 他是那个来杀害你, 而且把你下在监里的那个人。
Who is Paul? Well, Acts tells us that Paul, whose name was also Saul, he was the persecutor of the church, and anybody who claims to believe in Jesus or to preach the resurrection, Paul was responsible to arrest them and to actually kill them. And Acts 8:3 tells us Saul was ravaging the church.
所以你看到他说残害教会，就是他来这边所有信主信耶稣的人一听到他就怕。
And he was ravaging the church, and those who believed in Jesus were fearful of the name Saul or Paul.
这个是教会的敌人, 所以这个敌人也出来证明耶稣是佛, 这个就真奇怪了。
This is the enemy of the church, and the enemy of the church is now singing an opposite tune and saying that Jesus is resurrected. That is extremely strange.
所以你不可能有这样多反面的证据。
It is not possible to have so much negative evidence.
彼得三次不认主, 雅各, 他的弟兄也不信他, 现在也出来替他做见证。
Peter, three times he denied Jesus. James, Jesus' brother who did not believe in him and now testify for him.
12个门徒逃跑了, 现在又跑回来说耶稣复活, 500多人亲眼看见他是复活的。
The 12 apostles who first fled and now comes back and said that he is resurrected. More than 200 people who are still alive, where in the 500 who saw Jesus.
还有保罗，保罗是教会的敌人，他很出了名，到处杀害基督徒。这个人竟然能够变成耶稣的，为什么呢？他的确看见耶稣复活，他没有办法抵挡，他只能够出来做这个见证。
And Paul, the enemy of the church, who killed Christians and persecuted Christians. And now this man is testifying that Jesus is resurrected.
所以我要问你, 耶稣有没有复活?
So I want to ask you, is Jesus resurrected?
从这些证据里面, 耶稣的确是复活, 不然这些人不可能证明耶稣是复活的。
From all this evidence, we know that Jesus is indeed resurrected. Because if not, for all these witnesses, we cannot have such a proof.
不但是这样, 在教会历史上, 我们看到有很多人愿意为耶稣 复活而死。
And not just that, we also see in history that many people became martyred because of their testimony of the resurrection.
你看到彼得、保罗所有的使徒呢，怎么死的呢？
How did Peter, how did Paul, how did all the apostles die?
彼得是倒钉十字架而死的。
Peter was crucified upside down.
不但是倒钉十字架，有传闻说他的太太、他的家人也是在那边
And not just crucified, but it is also according to tradition that his wife and his children were there to witness his crucifixion. And all the apostles who were also testifying that Jesus was resurrected, they all died. And no one would actually want to die for a lie.
当时候呢，尼罗皇帝把这个焚烧耶路撒冷的事情呢，归在这个基督徒身上，然后大型的逼迫基督徒。
And in those days, Nero, he actually set fire to the city of Rome, and he actually blamed the Christians, and started a great persecution against all Christians.
很多信徒呢, 如果你害怕这个, 你就宁可不信好了, 但是我们发现历史里面的证明却越来越多人站出来说, 我信, 我不可能不信, 就算是死, 我也是要证明耶稣是复活的。
And it is more logical to deny the faith and say I do not believe in order to save your own lives. But yet history shows us that many people actually continue in the faith and they rather die than to deny Jesus.
所以经过尼禄皇帝之后呢，接下来两三个皇帝呢，都一样逼迫基督徒，而且成千上万的基督徒愿意牺牲生命来证明耶稣的复活。
And after the Emperor Nero, the subsequent emperors also continued this persecution, and many, many believers still testified that Jesus was resurrected and died.
而且呢，我们从历史里面我们看到这个地下的灵宫，就是说那个很多人愿意为耶稣死了之后呢，他们认为耶稣会回来，全部埋在地下里面等候耶稣的再来。在如果你去到意大利或者去到欧洲国家，你会看到许许多多的地下的灵宫。
And in Europe, in Italy and other parts of Europe, they have also discovered all these catacombs where the believers, after they died, they were all buried there in hope of the resurrection when Jesus comes again.
如果你去意大利里面，你就要去参观，应该有60多个，现在只有5个开放，但是他们有成千上万的这种灵宫在下面，陵墓里面呢，他们。 为耶稣死了，他们全部埋葬在地底下。你看到许许多的，这些都是从历史里面看到，为什么这么多人愿意为主、为一个谎言而活呢？
And these are the catacombs, and in Italy they discovered about 60 of these catacombs, out of which 5 are open to the public, and this is where a lot of believers, after they died, they were buried there. And why is it that so many people were willing to die if this is a lie?
当然我们在看到教会历史里面有许多人为主寻道。
And of course we saw many others who died for the faith in the history of the church.
为什么人愿意知道这样，知道要面对危险，他还是把生命摆上去呢？
Why is it that people realize the risk involved to their lives, but yet they were willing to do this?
在历史上面，我们看到 John Wickley, John Hus, John Knox. 所以不要叫你的名字，不要叫 John， 很危险的。
We see in history John Wickley, John Hus, John Knox, and you better not be named John. There's a risk.
这些人全部都愿意为主而牺牲。
All these were willing to die for the Lord.
甚至在早期的教父叫做波里贾呢，他在90多岁的时候，他们说他因为相信耶稣，他们说你放弃你的信仰，他说主这样90多年，主这样对我忠心，我不可能在最后放弃他，所以他是被用火烧死的。
And the church father Polycarp in his 90s was burned on a stick because he refused to recant his faith. Because he said, the Lord has been faithful to me all these years. How can I deny him? And they killed him because of that.
所以你看到当时候在历史里面呢，彼得、雅各、12个使徒、500多个人，还最后加上保罗，再加上所有的人，他们不可能为了生命，为了一个谎言将生命丢弃，这样的，不但牺牲自己。 牺牲自己的家人，牺牲弟兄姐妹的生命，为什么呢？为一个谎言，不可能，这个一定是一个事实。So
we see Peter, we see James, the 12 apostles, the 500 believers, and of course Paul, and along with them all these martyrs of the church. How can so many people be willing to die because of a lie? It is not possible, because if Jesus is not resurrected, they will not be willing to die. It must be the truth.
有些人说不可能，这些都是 circumstantial evidence， 这些都是周围环境没有真正的 hard evidence 给我看见耶稣复活。
And some people might say this is just circumstantial evidence. It's not hard evidence to prove.
但是最近我们有看到一个一种消息，知道呢 circumstantial 周围环境的证据呢也是很重要的。
But recently, we actually saw a case where circumstantial evidence actually is important.
大家知道这个马来西亚航空370这架飞机吗？
And remember the Malaysian Airlines flight MH370?
啊，这架飞机对我很重要。
this flight is important to me.
弟兄姐妹大概听，你在这个教会聚会，你就知道我的故事。
And if you've been worshiping here in this church, you know my story.
因为那个时候我就是要搭这架飞机去中国。
Because I was going to take this flight to China.
为什么呢？因为便宜嘛。
Because it was cheap.
所以因为我看了，不过他要在 KL 停一段长的时间，所以我放弃了，选了另外一架飞机。
But because it had a long layover in KL, so I gave up and I took another flight.
所以从这边飞，从中国航空飞上去，但是这架飞机呢？本来要飞去北京，结果呢，飞到一半呢，我们知道发生什么事情，其实我们不知道发生什么，它转的方向，飞另外一个方向，但是到今天呢，还没有找到，整架飞机都找不到。
And we know what happened next is that this flight MH370, which was originally headed to Beijing, actually changed course and it was gone and nobody is able to find it today.
结果它的只能够看到它是往南飞下去，因为往南飞下去呢，这个西南飞下去，其实那边根本没有地方可以停的，只有一个可能性，就坠落在海边，它在海上海里面。
And the last known flight path was it was going in the southwestern direction, and there's nothing there except for the ocean. So the most likely scenario is that it is now actually already sunken into the bottom of the ocean.
那个是2014年。
That was 2014.
离开今天已经接近三年了。他们经过26个国家，有30架飞机，60艘船，不断的搜索都搜索不到。
And more than 20 nations actually participating in the search with many planes and many ships, but they cannot find any.The debris at all.
所以你可你当然，如果你是家人，你说他可能存在，他可能还活着，他。但是我们知道这些证据呢，你知道这个地图，你知道这个方向，几不可能有生存的。
So if you are the family member, some of the family members are still saying that there is a chance that my family member is still alive. But if you look at all the evidences.And if you know the geography there, you realize that it is impossible for anyone to be alive.
不可能一架飞机可以飞这么远，因为它的油箱有限。
And it's impossible for a plane to fly so far because it has limited fuel.
我们也不知道它到底是在天空中爆炸，还是创造在海中爆炸，还是我们不知道。但是总而言之，这架飞机应该是生存机会不多。
We do not know whether it exploded mid-air or it actually crashed into the sea before exploding.Whatever the case, we know that the chances of survival are slim.
这些呢，就是环境的这些证据，不可能的。但是如果我们看耶稣的这些证据呢，你说我没有亲眼看到，我没有看到亲手看，亲眼看到亲手摸到。但是我跟你讲，这个我们根本不可能活在第一世纪，我们只能从过去的历史里面知道这些事情。这个耶稣一定是复活的。
So circumstantial evidence is in fact actually conclusive, and so with regards to Jesus' resurrection, we are not present in the first century, we cannot touch or see Jesus, but through the evidence of history, we know that his resurrection is in fact real.
何况我们的圣经也是这么讲的一句话。
In fact, our Bible says this.
回到我们的经文里面，他说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照着圣经所说为我们的罪死了，也照着圣经所说为我们复活了。
Coming back to our passage on 1 Corinthians 15:3, For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
其实在圣经里面预言耶稣的第一次再来呢，有300多处，有些人333，有些人354。不管他有300多处的圣经预言耶稣的死跟复活呢，已经有300多个被证实证明出来。
And in fact, if you look through the Old Testament, you will find that there are more than 300 prophecies of Jesus that has been fulfilled. Some people counted 330 plus, some people counted 350 plus, but whatever the case, more than 300 prophecies of Jesus has been fulfilled.
有一个数学家。
There was a mathematician.
在 Ohio University, 在 Ohio 大学。
And he is a teacher in Ohio University.
他说，如果你要一个预言有三百多个预言实现的豁然率，或者的几率呢，有多少呢
And he counted, or he actually calculated the probability of having all 300 prophecies fulfilled.
因为耶稣还没有诞生的预言，早在圣经，耶稣还没有诞生几千年以前已经预言了，而且要300多个预言一起实现呢，这个机会有多少呢？
Because Jesus' birth has already been prophesied thousands of years before in the Old Testament. So what is the probability of having more than 300 prophecies fulfilled on Jesus at the same time?
那个人算出来，他说是 1 over 2 什么？不知道，我不知道怎么念这个字。有后面110个零。
And the person calculated, and it's the probability of 1 out of 2 with 110 zeros following, which is a number so big I do not know how to pronounce it.
他的意思说根本是不可能的。
What he is saying is it's impossible.
他的意思说，他说我做一个比喻给你听。
And he actually gave an analogy.
如果要耶稣的300多个这个预言同时实现呢，就好像在森林里面抓到一只猴子，它能够打字，能把世界上英文的数字都打出来。
And he said that he gave this analogy that to have all 300 prophecies fulfilled is as good as the probability of finding a monkey in the forest. And this monkey is able to type out all the English alphabet, and that's the probability.
有没有可能呢?
Is that possible?
其实根本就是不可能。
It is not possible.
因为实际上，如果它真的实现呢？ 因为圣经呢，有这么多年，而且圣经有考古的证明，这么多圣经的经文证明，结果真的实现出来，你真的是只有一个可能，耶稣的确是诞生而且复活了。
So if you look at the evidence from the scriptures or the Bible, there are also archaeological evidences on all these scripture references. If you look at all these things, you will realize that there is only one possibility, that is Jesus is resurrected.
你试试看，要不然今天有一些教会教你们怎么样发预言，你试试看，你随便发一个预言，看他会不会中。
And today there are some churches that will teach people how to prophesy. So why not try prophesying and see whether you will hit?
不但是一个，要300多个。
And not just one, but 300.
但是我告诉你，不要随便发预言。
But let me tell you, do not prophesy in a sleep sock manner.
因为呢，圣经里面讲，发预言如果不成就的人呢？ 那个人用石头打死的，这是旧约的律法。
Because in Old Testament law, the one who prophesy but does not come to pass must be stoned to death.
所以有300多个预言证明耶稣的复活，只有一个可能性，他的确是复活。
There are more than 300 prophecies on Jesus' life and his resurrection, and this is actually the fact. So there is only one possibility: Jesus must be resurrected.
所以我们看到耶稣复活的重要性。
So we saw the importance of the resurrection.
耶稣复活的证据,
and we saw the evidences of resurrection.
请问你的回应是什么?
But what is your response?
如果耶稣真的是复活的事实, 如果你接受事实, 耶稣说, 如果你口里承认耶稣是主, 心里相信他, 同时你复活, 你就必得救。
If you believe that Jesus is indeed resurrected, the Bible says if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is raised from the dead, then you will be saved.
耶稣说,复活在我,生命也在我,信我的人虽然死了,也必复活。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
所以如果你相信耶稣复活,你就有永恒的生命。
So if you believe that Jesus is resurrected, you will have eternal life.
基督徒,如果你相信耶稣复活,你就不再为自己而活,你应该为救你的耶稣而活。
And as Christians, if you believe in Jesus' resurrection, then you should no longer live for yourself, but live for Jesus.
哥林多前书5章15节说, 我们不再为自己活乃是替我们死而复活的主而活。
2 Corinthians 5:15 says that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
如果你相信耶稣复活的话, 你就当求上面的事而不求地下的事。
If you believe in the resurrection, you will seek the things above and not the things below.
因为我们知道有永生, 我们知道有将来的生命。 主耶稣说, 你们若与基督一同复活, 哥罗西书3章1节说, 就当求上面的事,
Because we know that Jesus has given us eternal life, which is in the future. So Colossians 3:1 tells us, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
If you
believe in that Jesus has resurrected, then our hope is in the future and not now. So do not hold on to the things of this life so tightly.
So 我们要为将来而活, 不是为现在而活。
And we want to live for the future and not now.
如果我们相信耶稣复活, 我们知道耶稣必要再来。
If we believe that Jesus is resurrected, we also know that He shall return.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们说我们相信耶稣复活, 请问你的生命是不是彰显耶稣复活这样的事实?
And brothers and sisters, you might say, we believe that Jesus is resurrected, but does your life reflect your belief?
所以弟兄姐妹,没有一件事情比死是更加的确实。
Brothers and sisters, nothing is more certain than death.
但是我们不怕死亡,因为主耶稣已经得胜死亡,我们的盼望是在永生的生命。
But we are not fearful of death because Jesus has victory over death and our hope is in eternal life.
请问你有这样的把握吗?
Do you have such confidence?
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for us on the cross. But he is not dead. Still, he died, he was buried, but he was raised on the third day, in accordance with the scriptures. And we thank you for this, for the prophecies that has been fulfilled, for the proof that you have left for us, which is recorded in your word. We pray, O Lord, that you will help us to truly believe in this and to have the confidence that our faith will not waver. No matter what is thrown at us, we will firmly hold on to this truth and have this eternal hope in heaven. Pray for those who are with us today, that if they have not believe in Jesus and His resurrection, we pray and ask that you open their hearts, open their eyes, that they will be convicted of the truth and they will repent from their sins and also believe in our Lord Jesus. Because those who believe in Jesus, we are no longer in our sins, and when we fall asleep, when we die, we will not perish. We ask that you give them this hope as well. In Jesus' name, Amen.